Welcome to Classics Now, the radio program of the North Coast Great Books Discussion Group. I am Solomon Iverta, and I'm here, as always, with the mellifluous Mary Harper for yet another selection from the bookshelf of classic literature. What did we have this month, Mary?
It was our first foray into children's literature. We read Charles Kingsley's The Water Babies. Many of you may not have heard of this one because it has fallen out of favor somewhat since it was first published. It was enormously popular in England for many decades. But although Mr. Kingsley believed in evolution, he had some problems with prejudice, and they are represented in the book. It still exists as a pared-down version with just the story, which is a very lovely story. We had several members who came with illustrated versions that were really quite charming.
So what are these water babies what they're talking about here?
Well, they're little fairy-like creatures. And one of Kingsley's ideas was about social reform. And along with Dickens, he was very much against child labor. So the story takes place in England. The main character is Tom, who is a chimney sweep. He's been orphaned, and he is forced to do this just to survive. And the man who runs the chimney sweep business does not treat him well at all. But he's been doing this his whole life, and he doesn't even really know that he's been treated bad at this point. So the story, you think that probably what happens is that Tom is drowned, and that's how you become a water baby, is that, you know, that it never says that particularly. It just says there's a transformation, and, you know, Tom sloughs off his dirty old chimney sweep outer shell and becomes this lovely little clean water baby. But that's only the beginning of the story, because he has to learn how to be kind. No one has ever been kind to him, and so he just doesn't really know how. And two of the most interesting characters here are the two fairy godmothers of sorts who kind of run the show. One is called Mrs. Be Done By As You Did, and the other one is called Mrs. Do As You Would Be Done By. So they're quite a pair. The first one, Mrs. Be Done By As You Did, is the one who has to correct everybody. She has to make sure that they're on a path to realize what they're doing wrong. And so as a result, she represents all the bad things that people do, and she's not pretty. She won't be pretty until people learn to be kind to each other, okay? The opposite, her sister, whatever, Mrs. Do As You Would Be Done By, is the comforter. And it's really kind of a heartbreaking scene when Tom first meets her and crawls into her lap, and it's the first time he's ever been comforted in his entire life.
Yeah.
And so that's a pretty strong motivation for him to go on and learn. It's it goes on to be a sort of, I don't know, a little like a mini hero story, because Tom has to go on a journey in order to do something that he doesn't want to do. And this thing that he doesn't want to do ends up being helping Mr. Grimes, who was the man who sent him up all those nasty chimneys and was very mean to him.
Right, how to have compassion for those who have hurt you.
Right, so he goes, and it's kind of a fun little journey. It reminded me a little bit of Gulliver's Travels, going through all these strange little lands where people are very, very screwed up in one way or another, and they're very funny. But he eventually does get to Grimes and becomes a water baby who can associate with the other fairies because he knows how to behave. So it's a charming little story on that. But there's a lot of asides in here, and a lot of the asides are about intellectual debates that are going on. There's one kind of funny one if you look it up in the notes. Kingsley believed solidly in evolution, in Darwin's theory. And there was a debate going on. This one anatomist said, well, there's this part of the brain called the hippocampus, whatever, that apes don't have, so we can't be related to them. So he turned this into the hippopotamus debate, which is a kind of a fun little aside here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's one of those things you wouldn't know unless you read the notes that that's what's going on. Again, the prejudice in here shows through, unfortunately. And a lot of this is a classic Penguin edition, which includes the entire text, but sure. a lot of a lot of copies have been, you know, cleaned up in the sense of, you know, not being so prejudiced against those who are not English, basically. I mean, he didn't even like Americans, so.
Well, and generally, we just don't see it around. I mean, it's not going to be found in your school or things as it used to.
Because it was the first of the children's literature that we had read, I went back and looked at kind of the history of children's literature. It was very interesting. It didn't really exist before the 18th century because the idea of childhood just didn't really exist. We read Rousseau earlier, and Rousseau was instrumental in changing people's attitudes towards childhood and letting them view it as actually a different sort of life, not just a simple mini adult who hadn't had enough experience yet, but a different life. And Kingsley goes along with this. He even has a section in here at once. One of the places that Tom goes to is this place where kids have to study and study and study, and they're terrified of the examiner, and they have to study so much they turn into turnips. And so he's really reflecting Rousseau here because he's saying, you know, just putting kids in schoolrooms and making them learn things by rote is not really going to teach them anything. So it's a very fun book, though. I mean, there's a lot of very funny parts in it. He's very quick to poke holes in the adults who think they know everything. This is a scene where Tom has already become a water baby, and Ellie, the little girl from the manse, is out walking with her professor. And she's saying, of course, you know, I've heard about these water babies, and I'd love to see one. And the professor's, of course, saying, well, no such thing exists. Of course not. You can't see anything like that. And so here we go. He groped with his net under the weeds so violently that as it befell, he caught poor little Tom. He felt the net very heavy and lifted it out quickly, with Tom all entangled in the meshes. "Dear me," he cried, "what a large pink holothurnian, with hands, too. It must be connected with synapta." And he took him out. "It actually has eyes," he said. "Why, it must be a cephalopod. This is most extraordinary." "No, I ain't," cried Tom as loud as he could, for he did not like to be called bad names. "It is a water baby," cried Ellie. And, of course, it was.
So, I ain't no cephalopod.
That's right, right. So there's a lot of very funny little parts in it like that. And of course, Tom starts out being very cruel. He's cruel to the other animals that he meets. And it takes him a while to realize that, you know, that being kind is really much more preferable than being cruel and what it means to be kind.
Yeah.
There's at the end, towards the end of the book, where he runs into Grimes. He finally finds Grimes in the end of the other end of the world, or the other end of nowhere, is where he has to go to find Grimes.
Yeah.
And Grimes has died at this point, and he is now, it's kind of like a little miniature version of hell. He's stuck in a chimney.
Yeah.
So, you know, but he hasn't repented at all. He's saying, "Oh, yes," says Grimes. "Of course, it's me. Did I ask to be brought here? Did I ask to be set to sweep your foul chimneys? Did I ask to have lighted straw put under me to make me go up? Did I ask to stick fast in the very first chimney of all because it was so shamefully clogged with soot? Did I ask to stay here, I don't know how long, 100 years, I do believe, and never get my pipe, nor my beer, nor nothing fit for a beast, let alone a man?" "No," answered a solemn voice behind. "No more did Tom, when you behaved to him in the very same way." That, of course, was Mrs. Be Done By As You Did, putting him in his place. And, of course, eventually Tom realizes that, you know, Mr. Grimes is just the product of cruelty as well, and he is able to help him get out, and therefore he's finished his little hero's journey and can go back and play with all the other fairies. It's a very lovely one.
Yes, as much literature, there's always a reason why we're writing this, and trying to get a point across.
Right.
And when children's literature, sometimes it's pretty interesting what they're trying to say. Well, we were reading Charles Kingsley's The Water Babies this month. What do we have next month, Mary?
Well, this should be interesting. We're reading August Strindberg, who is known for his plays, but we're going to read a novel he wrote called The People of Hemsö. So we'll let you know what that's all about.
Yeah, you might have a difficult time finding it, but if you do get a copy, read along with us and join us next month for Classics Now. Have a classic day.